Praise the Lord. It's good to be in the house of the Lord today. Amen. Continue to pray for Brother Phil. He tested positive for COVID. And so I'm not sure how long his quarantine is. I think it's up on Monday. But just continue to pray for him. And Sister Crystal has COVID. I think she's still in Ohio, isn't she? She's back home now? Okay. Just remember her in prayer. And I'm going to be leaving this coming Thursday night to go to Ohio for a couple of weeks to see my mom and for Mina to get to see her dad. And I'll be back on for the Sunday of July 31st. I'll be back to preach here. Next Sunday, Brother Roger Rodriguez will be preaching here. He lives down in around Murfreesboro. He goes to Brother Joseph's church down there. He came up here and visited once when Mina's dad was here. It's a friend of his, and he'd come up here and visit us in service one Sunday, and we got to meet him. And so he'll be here speaking. He'll be speaking through an interpreter. He's from Venezuela. And Brother Phil will be out of town also. And Sunday, July 24th, Brother Phil will be back here ministering. And then I'll be back on the 31st. Amen. Let's just bow our heads in a word of prayer before we go to Scripture this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, as we come before you for this part of the service, Lord, the bringing forth the word. Pray, dear God, that you will anoint us, dear God, that the message that you placed on our heart, dear God, will be able to come forth, Lord, and speak to the hearts of the people, Lord. We ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Turn with me to Luke chapter 14. I want to continue to speak on the invitation. And realizing that a lot of what we're speaking on concerning this is more, if you realize it's more to tell you where you're at time-wise. You here have not rejected the invitation. You've accepted the invitation. That's why you're here. So this isn't a preaching at you. This is more to show you what has taken place, what is taking place, and just where we are as we approach the coming of the Lord, what time we're living in. And it's a very dangerous time. It's a very dangerous time to realize that people today, you know, Brother Branham spoke it back in the time of the 1960s, but there are people today that are taking the mark of the beast, and they don't know it. And it's not just people of the organizations, but some of the people who say they believe Brother Branham are taking the mark of the beast because they don't believe what he preached. In other words, they're not believing the invitation. To say you believe in a man or you believe a man's a prophet, well, that's the same thing in the scripture where it says even the devils know that Jesus is God. And they are with fear and trembling. So in the Bible it's saying, ain't no big deal for you to say you know he's God. The devils know that. The devils know he's a prophet. The devils know he was sent from God. So that don't mean nothing. But do you follow what was said? Because what was said was not his words. It wasn't the prophet's words. It was the words of God. And it was an invitation that was being given out. Are they following that invitation? If they're not, it doesn't do them no good to say they believe he's a prophet. All right. That's what these messages are all about. Now let's read again this very, by now, familiar scripture about this man who made a great supper and bade many, verse 17, and sent his servant at supper time to say unto them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee have me excused. Another said, I've bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go now to prove them, and pray thee have me excused. And another said, I've married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. I wonder why. I mean, I just wonder why. I got married, so I can't come. Maybe it was a woman of this day and she told him he wasn't allowed to go. So that servant came and showed his Lord these things, and then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly in the streets and lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, go ye into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste my supper. Amen. You may be seated. I believe it is a time when God is going into the highways and hedges. God is calling out people that this world has neglected. People this world has discarded. People that Satan's discarded. Thinking, well, I got them took care of. They're hooked on drugs, or they're hooked on this or that and the other. But God's calling them. Now, there was a call that went out in every age, an invitation. There was an invitation that went out in Paul's day. And there was those that received the invitation and those that rejected the invitation. In every age. And in every age, they, once they rejected the invitation, they began to organize. And they became the Lutherans. And they became the Methodists. And then they had kids, and they had people to split off from them. And they became the Baptists, and then became the Pentecostals and Presbyterians and whatever more. And, there was even another split off from the Catholic Church, became Charismatics, you know. But in the Bible, God didn't look at any of them any different. God looked at them and said, the whore just had daughters. The Catholic Church just had a bunch of daughters. They might have come out and said, we're not associating with them anymore. But look where the mind of the people is coming today. They're coming to a place to we need to accept one another. Not just accept as a brother or sister, but we need to accept that whatever you can believe, whatever you want to believe, you can sit on your own kind of pew, and you can go to your own kind of church, and God just loves everybody, Jesus loves everybody, and everybody's going. And this whole philosophy and idea, friends, has spilled on over into the people, some that claim to follow this message. And they show it by the lives they live. Well, it's okay to do this and that and the other. You know, Jesus loves me. Of course, there's many of them that, like today, has got the spirit of the day. You either see it my way or your way's wrong. We're going to boycott you. That's what they do today. If you don't see it their way, why, they boycott you. No respect for the law anymore. No respect for leaders. That's right. Shows it. I was just saying the other day, look, and I'm not meaning to get into anything political, but I just want to show you something. I didn't vote for Joe Biden to be president. But I don't go around saying, well, he ain't my president. No, he's the president. He got elected. He's the president of the United States, whether you like him or not. No matter what you think about him, he's the president of the United States. Donald Trump was the president of the United States, and there was people running around saying, well, he's not my president. Well, then get out of the country. Go live somewhere else. I don't mean to sound political, but what I'm saying is people today aren't like that. What they're like is if you don't see it their way, that's how the politics and all the liberals and all them's got today, you know. Like the other day, you know, they passed an overturned Roe versus Wade, which really what it meant was that the states get to say their own laws and control rights on abortion. It just gave power back to the states where it belonged in the first place. I know this sounds real political, but I don't mean it that way. But the other day, one of the judges went out to eat. People found out, it leaked out where he was eating, so a bunch of people showed up to boycott him and wanted the owners of the restaurant to throw him out. A justice of the Supreme Court. Just because he didn't vote the way they wanted him to vote. Isn't that crazy? The reason I bring this up, because Brother Branham said before the end time, this world would go totally insane. I'm telling you, friends, they're insane. That's why I'm pointing at these things to show you where we're at. Why? Because the United States rejected the invitation of the end time message. That's why it's in the condition that it's in. That's why, and you know, back in the 60s, Brother Branham talked about women acting like men and men acting like women. Oh my goodness, if he could have seen down into today, where now they asked somebody that Joe Biden was putting in to be a Supreme Court justice, asked her, do you know what a woman is? She couldn't even answer him. You know why? Because they don't want to exclude the transgenders. Look at the insaneness of this world. It's crazy. And every time they rejected the invitation, what did they do? They organized. They organized, made an organization. And the light moved on. And when the light moved on, it left them in darkness. And there's a lot of people in darkness today. Every Sunday, when I'm coming into church, the church down the road here has their service, starts earlier than ours, I reckon. So there's cars parked everywhere and people walking across the street to get over to the church, and you see the way the people are coming and the way the people are dressed and what they wear and all these things and that. And friends, they're in darkness. Why? Because they rejected the end time message. Oh, many of the people today that's darkening the doors of the churches, a lot of them don't know about William Branham, but you go ask their leaders. You go ask some of their ministers, and they know. I've mentioned it here before, but some years ago, back when my daughters were living at home, went out into Walmart, and there was a man that was a vendor who was stocking their shelves. And he stopped me because he saw the way they were dressed. And he wanted to know where we went to church, what did we believe. And so I just thought, well, I'm just going to choke the horse to start with. If that's, you know, if he can't eat it, he'll choke. So I just thought I would see what he did know. Because he was telling me he was United Pentecost. So I said, have you ever heard of William Branham? Yes. Isn't he the one that's got that doctrine about a serpent seed, he said? See, people out there know. They've heard, the organizations know, but they rejected it. And they build a little fence around what they believe and their organization, their denomination, and you got to be a part and join up. Brother Branham talked about the ecumenical council of churches, world council of churches, churches saying, well, we're as big as the Catholic Church now. We're as rich as she is. We got as big as churches as she's got. Why? Because they're her daughters. And they've turned their ears against the truth. Rejected the message. You know, think about Ahab, you know, old Jezebel. Little fuzzy old faced man come down there. Telling them about Jehovah, screaming against the prophets of Baal, screaming against idolatry. And they didn't want to believe him. They didn't want to accept his message. They rejected it. Look what happened to them. God fed Jezebel to the dogs. Ahab died. Why? God said, this nation belongs to me. It don't belong to you godless people. I'm taking you off the scene. Remember when it come time for them to go to battle, Ramoth-Gilead and Jehoshaphat was there, and they brought out all these prophets and said, go on up. God has given it to you. Joshua said, ain't you got just one more? Ahab said, ain't this enough? Every one of them saying the same thing. Jehoshaphat said, I don't know, just something about it. Something about what I'm hearing, I'm not satisfied. He said, yeah, I got one, but he don't never have nothing good to say about me. And at that time in heaven, God was saying, how are we going to get Ahab to go up there so I can kill him? And the Bible says that a demon come up out of hell and said, let me go down and be a lie in spirit in the mouths of his prophet, and I'll get him to go. That's who was speaking through all those prophets. Micah come out there and said, if you come back at all, the Lord never spoke by me. You think they'd have listened, but they didn't. My. Now they've organized and they've got the Baptist Lodge. They've got the Church of Christ Lodge. Brother Branham said, they're not churches. They're lodges. Pentecostal Lodge said there's no Pentecostal church anymore. So Brother Branham said back in 1963, there's no Pentecostal church anymore. It's a Pentecostal Lodge. said there's only one church and there's only one way to get into it, and that's by birth. You're born into the church of Jesus Christ. In 1963, Brother Branham said, what we need today is an opening of the Word. An opening of the Word that lives. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said in questions and answers on the seals. Now, just so you know, he preached the first six seals, and then he stopped and had questions and answers, a service of questions and answers before he preached the seventh seal. So during this time, before he preached the seventh seal and questions and answers, he says, if you can understand it, this is that third pull. What's taking place right now is what he's telling them. This opening of these seals, what's taking place right now is the third pull. Each pull gathered in people, but the last pull was to the bride. It was for the bride, he said, and to the eternally lost. In other words, they would hear it, but couldn't get right. If you can understand it, this is that third pull. And remember, there'll be no impersonations like the other two. Now, remember the other two, there was the first pull was a sign in the hand. Brother Branham would take a hold of somebody's hand. While he had a hold of it, there'd be colorations and different things go through his hand, and he would tell them what disease they had or whatever, and they were healed. That was the first pull. Then the second pull was the discernment. He would call them out, tell them their name, who they were from, where they were from, and tell them, oh, I saw you sitting in a doctor's office, or I saw a big dog jump out and scare you, or he would tell them something, sometimes tell them their address. That was the discernment. That was the second pull, and that gathered in some people. But when it come time for the opening of the Word, the revealing of the Word, that was for the bride. And there was many people that when the mysteries began to be unfolded, they'd left Brother Branham. To where at the end, Brother Branham had very few places left to go. His invitations had come to a halt because of what he was preaching. They wanted the first pull. They wanted the second pull. But that third pull wasn't to them. It was the Word coming forth and pulling out of people. And it only had an effect on the elected people of God. The message of standing in the gap. Brother Branham talked about where he went out there and was driving and saw those seven hills, that mountain with seven peaks. And God pointed it out to him and said, if you'll notice, there's three peaks taller than the other peaks. He said, those three peaks were the three pulls of your ministry. Brother Branham was talking about it in June of 63. Said those three tallest peaks were the three pulls of your ministry. And Brother Branham goes on, he says, first one was the first part of your ministry. Then the first pull, the first part of your ministry was a small hill. And then the first pull, pretty high. You know, the sign in the hand. Then there was a little interval in there, a time when I was taken off for being too tired. Many of you remember it. Then come the discernment, the second pull. Now I had another about a few years of just kind of like peaks and see back like my ministry wasn't yet. And then come the third one. Three is the number of completion, the third one. The next peak was five, number of grace. Next peak was seven, number of perfection. In 6 days shall you labor. The seventh is the Sabbath, the end of the week, the end of time. And I stopped and I showed it to Billy and I looked at them and he said, let that stand. If there is ever a doubt in your mind, remember this place and come back here. That's what the Lord told him. He says in 1965, Anointed Ones at the End Time said, notice the very day when this messenger, when he starts on, but when, not when, now, when he starts on, but when he begins to declare his message. The first pool healing, the second pool prophesying, the third pool the opening of the word, the mysteries revealed. The opening of the word, listen friends, that was the invitation. There's no more high order to reveal the word than prophets. But the only way the prophet can be vindicated is by the word. And remember, the third pool was the opening of them seven seals to reveal the hidden truth that's been sealed in the word. It is in that day when these things is like to take place that Jannies and Jambres and impersonators will appear again, just like they did when Moses appeared with the original word to say they appeared to impersonate it. Just exactly. Now you see what Matthew 24 and 24 is. The false anointed ones. The seventh seal, he said, remember, Satan will try to impersonate. He'll try to impersonate everything the church will do. He'll try to do it. We've noticed it through the Antichrist, but this is the one thing he cannot impersonate. There'll be no mimics to this because he don't know it. There's no way for him to know it. It's the third pool, and he knows nothing about it. He doesn't understand it. Satan couldn't stop the third pool because he didn't know what it was. When the first pool come, Satan sent out impersonators. They were popping up everywhere. Then when the second pool come, Satan sent out impersonators. Friends, some of them impersonators and impersonation carried right on over into this time. When they had, well, this brother has discernment, and that brother has discernment. And you had people claiming to believe this message running after these men. And these men in the end showed their true colors as they fell away. But they couldn't impersonate the third pool. Oh, they tried. They came out with, well, seven thunders doctrine. But that didn't fool the elect. Because the elect said, the seven thunders was what revealed the seven seals. Now, he says, when the angel, this is in 62, perseverance. When the angel of the Lord come to Abraham, there was a time before the destruction of Sodom is what he's talking about. God was appearing in human flesh. And Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. As it was in the days of Lot, as it was in the days of Sodom. What was happening in the days of Sodom? Well, before the angels went down to destroy Sodom, God come down into a body and appeared to Abraham. And Brother Branham said over and over, he went over and said, he stood with his back to the door of the tent and told the thoughts and intents of Sarah's heart. And then you read the message, Brother Branham's preaching, he turns his back to the audience and begins to call people out. And then turns back around and says, is this not the same sign that God sent to Abraham? Hallelujah. And he said, God appeared in human flesh again. So it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. He gave the morals of what they was doing in the days of Noah. In the days of Lot, watch the messenger to Abraham, watch the messengers to Lot, the nominal church. Come out, come out. And Abraham pleading for them. Notice the angel of God, Elohim, appearing in a form of human flesh, shows that Elohim in the last days will appear. Now listen, this is where a lot of brothers in the message got tripped up. Because they couldn't see the appearing of the Son of Man because they said, you're making more than three comings. But Brother Branham says here, in the last days he will appear, not the coming of Christ, but the appearing of Christ in human flesh in his church. So he wasn't talking about the third coming of Jesus Christ. He was talking about the appearing of Christ in flesh in his church. That's what we saw, the revealing of the Son of Man. Brother Branham put it another way. He said, a Son of Man, speaking of himself, revealing the Son of Man. Making his same signs and things he did. It wasn't done in the church for 2,000 years. That's the appearing of the Lord. '63, why cry? Speak. What a lesson. Oh my, at this stage of the journey where we're standing, look where we're at now. Yes, sir, at the third pool. Notice we're standing at the door of the coming of the Lord. Oh God, what this church ought to be this morning, with God's perfect vindication, with the pillar of fire and signs and wonders and everything, just like it was in the days of Sodom. He said it would return back. Here is the world in its condition. There is the nation in its condition. There is the women in their condition. There is the men in their condition. There is the church in their condition. There's everything. There's elements. There's signs. There's flying saucers in the sky. Brother Branham said in another place, he said, don't be afraid of them lights that they're saying are, you know, unidentified flying objects. They were calling them flying saucers. So Brother Branham said, they're visiting angels. All kinds of mysterious things, and the sea of roaring tidal waves, men's hearts failing for fear, perplexed of time, distress between nations, and the church falling away. See where we're at? Brother Menem spoke this back in 1963, friends, but listen, we saw a building up of the message, followers, since the time of Brother Branham. And it would come to a place where we have message churches all over the place. Then we've watched in the past few years, not just people leaving, churches leaving. One man stood up and said, this church will no longer be called a message church. Pastor took his church away from following the message. There was people that pulled out with another minister, but last I heard, some of them that pulled out went back. I'm going to tell you something, friends. people who won't receive the invitation. God's going to raise up a little fish that will speak to them of the invitation, the third pool. A little fish that Brother Branham, we were out fishing, and the one brother caught this little sunfish, and it swallowed it. When he pulled it out, it pulled the little fish's guts out. And they thought, well, that's it for that fish, and just throwed it over into the water. And Brother Branham said it just laid there just floating dead. And he said all of a sudden there came a wind. And a voice spoke to him and said, speak to the fish. And he said, little fishy, listen now, friends, floating there with its guts hanging out. He said, little fishy, I give you back your life. And that little fish did a flip, went like that, and took off swimming. Brother Branham said, it'd be a testimony. He said, that was the third pool. In action. Not accepting the invitation. And God raised up a little fish to testify against them. God bring three squirrels to testify against them. Squirrels that were spoken into existence. A little old widow woman. That said, that ain't nothing but the truth. When she heard the story about the squirrels and the fish, she said, that ain't nothing but the truth. And the angel of the Lord said to Brother Ram, she said the right thing. Give her whatever she asks for. And she'll be there to testify that day. Turn with me to Revelation chapter 18. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power. And the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean, hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, double unto her double according to her works, in the cup which she hath filled to her double. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her, for she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and I am no widow, and I shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. What's he talking about? He's talking about Rome. Talking about Catholicism. Brother Branham said concerning that, passage of scripture, he said, this is exactly the organized churches of the last day. For it says in verse 4, come out of her, my people. The rapture has not yet taken place. The bride is not yet gone when these terrible conditions in this rich, false church exist. In 1954, Brother Branham preached the Mark of the Beast. He said, you were organized, your church was organized, said so, that's the reason you couldn't do it. But many of you Methodists come out and got the Holy Ghost. Many of you Baptists come out and got the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir, you and many of you Holiness come out and got the Holy Ghost. Why? You didn't care what the church said. You walked in the light, amen. You didn't care what had taken place because you knowed it was of the Lord and you just walked in it. Glory, what is the matter? It's God proving that he's not in organization. He's in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. He don't care what your organization is. It's nonsense. It's connected with Catholicism. And gone back into it and stayed in it, and you'll receive that same mark that she is. Didn't the angel say, come out of her, my people, be not a partaker of her sins, and I'll receive you. Touch not her unclean thing, and I'll receive you. It was the Holy Spirit speaking. And whosoever takes the mark of the beast or the letter of her name, what's the letter of his name? Protestantism. Let us make an image likened unto it. Let us make an organization. Our church is just as big as the Catholic Church. What the Bible says, said she is a whore, and that is a harlot through organization. But the church of the living God is free. He who the Son has made free is free indeed. Come out of it. Get filled with God's Spirit. Brother Branham said, when this seventh angel messenger begins his ministry, the Bible says the mysteries of God would be finished. He said, and his sounding forth will be, thus saith the Lord. When he sounds forth his message, it'll be to declare war, like Paul did on the Orthodox, like the rest of them did, like Luther, Wesley, against organization, when he declares war and tells them, they are lying, it's not the truth, and they're deceiving men. When he sounds forth, you can't fail, it won't fail, because he'll be vindicated by the word of God. You'll know exactly what it is when he does. He sounds forth to call from Babylon, come out of her, my people, and that ye be not partakers of her sin. God sent him, don't miss it. God sent the man. God sent the invitation. Come out of her, my people. And many rejected the invitation. They've made other organizations. They've made other churches. They just made more daughters to the great whore. Bible said in Revelation 17, that's what they would do, old mother whore and her daughters. Mystery Babylon, the Bible said. That would be one of the mysteries that would be unfolded. Protestants, prostitutes, committing spiritual fornication, leading people by denominations with their cup of iniquity, of man-made doctrine, pulling them away from the fountain filled with blood. He says in the first seal, he said, that organizational system is of the devil. And that's no punches pulled on it either. It's the root of the devil. Now, not people in there. Them are God's people, many of them. But you know what? When they get over here, get over here till where they get into these trumpets sounding, The next time I come by, these trumpets, Johnny, you remember when them last angels, that third angel come across, come out of her, my people. When that angel flies at the same time, that message drops down here for the last trumpet, the last angel's message, last seals open. All happens at the same time. Yes, sir. All seals up and goes over into eternity. And Messenger, there's a man here who can turn on the light. He said, in the last days, it's the light of the hour coming in the wilderness of Babylon. Come out of her, my people, that ye be not a partaker of her sins. Touch not her unclean thing. Get away from it. Flee from the wrath that is to come. That's what we read in Revelation 18, the wrath that is to come. Brother Branham said in Broken Cisterns, preaching 1964, he said, that's why I'm striking it in my age, in my time, because it's got to be struck at the call, come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. An invitation. Does God ever change his mind in 1965? The church itself, the word church means called out one, come out. Those who have come out, come out of her, my people. Be ye separate, saith the Lord. I will receive you unto myself. Touch not their unclean things. The church of God is called out of the world, out of the chaos of the world. You're no more of the world. They're called out of organization. Called out of the world. They're no more of the world. This is a message of why I'm against organized religion. Look immediately after her mystery was made known, who she was, what was she, who her daughters was, the mystery that made known that God sent an angel, a messenger, to what? Call out, come out, the message of the hour. That's what the message of the hour was, come out. Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her plagues. He's going to curse her, watch. Come out of her. God sent a mighty angel, a messenger, and his light wasn't in a corner. It scattered over the earth. Come out of her, what? Her and her daughters, too, to lighten the earth, to call his people out of her. Now you know that's the truth. A messenger was sent from heaven to call God's people out of Babylon. His light lighted the earth, the great Holy Spirit. And it says in 2 Timothy 3, in the last days they'll depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. And that's where we're at. Now, we can see clearly the denominations, the organization. We can amen clearly. That's of the devil. But I'm going to tell you something, friends. It, as I started out saying, it doesn't matter if people say they believe Brother Branham was a prophet. It matters if they follow the message. It matters if they follow what he preached. And I'm going to tell you something. He never preached, sat at home, and listened to a tape. He never preached that there wasn't going to be no more fivefold ministry after his coming. He never did. And yet there's people that believe that. That's of the devil. They're giving heed to seducing spirits. In the Bible, God said he would give them over to a great delusion that they would believe a lie and be damned by it. And Brother Adam said they believe the lie and think they're all right. That's the time where we're at. Friends, I look at the time, the things that goes on in the world, the debauchery of the world. You know, Family has gone on to take a whole different meaning in the world today. And they want to teach and to the children and make it like it's normal to the children of women living with women and men living with men. They want to make it like it's normal for some man changed himself into a woman or vice versa. Woman into a man. That this is just acceptable. It's become as American as apple pie. That's the mindset they're taking. That's where we're at. Can you see how close we are to the coming of the Lord? And except the Bible said there would be a great falling away first. And we've been watching that falling away. We've watched over the years people who said to follow this message, they believe this message. We've watched them go right out there into the world, many of them. And some of them go off into their own doctrines and religion. One man stood up and said, one minister said, "Well, God's raised them dead in my ministry too." Like that made him something. What he was meaning was, "Ain't nothing real big deal about William Branham. God's done this in my ministry too. I'm somebody too." Blasphemy. To speak a word against the work of the Holy Ghost. It'll never be forgiven in this world nor the world to come. The only sin that's unforgivable. Let's stand. Remember me and Sister Mina while we're on our trip up to Ohio, and the Lord to watch over us on the roads and keep us safe and deliver us back home again at the appointed time. And we trust that we'll be able to have a wonderful visit with our parents. If you got both your parents living, take advantage of the time. Because as time tarries, you don't know. You never know. You know, there was a time in my life I thought my dad would live to see the rapture. But it come his time to go, and God took him. I don't know how much more time I got with my mom. And Mina's mom has gone on to be with the Lord. She don't know how much more time she's got with her daddy. So, and we live so far away. You know, you don't realize how far away you live sometimes until something starts going wrong with them. Then you realize you can't get there. But if you got your mom and dad, why, show them you love them. Amen. Take advantage of their fellowship, time with them. Okay. All right. So let's pray for Brother Paul, Sister Susie. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, and we ask, God, that you, Lord, will take the words that spoke today, Lord God, and may they drive deep into our hearts, dear God. I pray, dear God, that you, Lord, would be with Brother Paul and Sister Susie as they go on their trip, Lord, as they're going to be gone next weekend. And Be with them, Lord. And keep them safe and bring them back home, dear God, at the appointed time. And I pray, Lord, that you be with me and Sister Mina, Lord, as we travel, Lord, and keep us safe, dear God, and bring us back home, dear God. And Lord, we ask, God, you'll be with us on the trip, that we would be able to be a blessing to those that we come in contact with, Lord. We ask, God, for your blessings on the people now today. And thank you, Lord, for the message. In Jesus' name, amen. When I'm up in Ohio, Sister Soriano will be up there. She's over here in the States right now, visiting different places. So I get to see her. We'll get to see her. So look forward to that. And I wanted to thank you for, you've been praying for her and her family and their time of going through their grief. And it'll soon be coming around to a year that Brother Roel's been gone on Labor Day. And so we're thankful that we got to know him while God had him here. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Sing that little chorus. This is the evening time.